Persisted. So we've got loads of ballads for you tonight. It's good to see so many old people. It's all right, I understand. Just relax. Just pretend you're watching television. This is the talk of the town. 1, 2, 3, 4. Treatment of Animals for accompanying us on this tour. And thank all of you out there in our efforts to finally destroy the evil meat industry, the leather industry, the fur industry, vivisection, and the dairy industry. Thank you, folks. If you have your own farm and your own cow that you're looking after, that's fine. Good luck to you. And if you're thinking about biting into another hamburger, yeah, nice one. Incidentally, I've signed those for those of you who like a souvenir of the show. Oh, that last part out. So for those of you who are still considering,
let's talk about that later, shall we?
I think I better run you over a little bit more before I tell you what I really think. How do we look? This is a song about... photographs that they provided in the lobby. So I'm not referring to some of the farm animals that are in the audience tonight. This is a song about my beautiful hometown. Baby, the heart of the city. contraceptive. We're going to play some songs that I know you've heard them on your local radio station. They're off our new album, Viva El Amor. Far be it from me to try to blag my new album, but we think it's pretty good, so you don't have to buy it. We're not asking you to buy anything, but please, tape it off of friends, tape it off the record, off the radio, and steal it, but listen to it, because the message is pure magic. One, two,
fashion bands. And look at it. You see all those bony models up and down the runway trying to look like this? They can't play guitar. I mean, I can't play it very well, but at least I'm having a go.
Doing fine!
At least I don't put my fingers down my throat before I come out here.
We're hot,
60s how we used to say, fuck you, pig, to the police? That's, those days are over. Now we say, fuck you to the fashion police, to the designers. I'm even trying to beef up now. I don't even want to look like one of those bony girls. Why would you shave your bikini line and then wear a fur-trimmed bikini? It's a very thin line between being fashionable and just being fucking ugly. that song is about, well, this is really what our album is about. It's about a man who has a more, well, you could hear a pin drop, couldn't you? Believe me, this isn't going to be that interesting, so carry on amongst yourselves. This is a man who has a moral code that he lives by. He has a set of principles. He spends a lot of time in the front room. His bike is all over the floor. And he plans on getting it together by the springtime. And
that's a slow joke.
Can I have my guitar? Where were you? Some people just don't want to be in the spotlight.
Never have a gun when you need one, do you?
Anyway, this guy I'm talking about, he's in love with me.
Bring the bike around me.
He's actually playing that. That's not on tape. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Just to save humiliating you. That is my legacy, Smelly Cat, and we have done another version of it. Believe it or not. I kid you not. Val and Nancy probably won't believe this. We have done another version of it, which will be on the new Friends album. So for those of you who prefer me with Friends, there's still hope. Anyway. And it's called 1-2, What's That Smell? So look for that. I think that might be out in the shelf soon. Meanwhile, anyway, back to our, our set. Huh? Here's one that was featured in an ill-fated show called Cupid. I'd like to think that it had nothing to do with the fact that our song was the title track. Anyway, here it is.
Eyes wide, wide.
Yeah.
song to our founder members, James Honeyman Scott and Pete Farndon.
Yeah!
I met someone before the show who said he wanted to prove to his kids that old people could be cool. So I'll take that as a compliment. But kids, some of us don't get this old. And yeah. Two members of the Pretenders that started the band with me died of drug overdoses in 1982 and 1983. At least it wasn't death by hamburger. But, actually, given a preference, I'd rather die of a drug overdose. Never mind, but I think I'd like to dedicate this one to the dearly departed, James Honeyman Scott and Pete Farnham, without whom we wouldn't be here. 1, 2, 3, 4!
But I wonder why you do want a closer look. But
for your information, please, train Les Menagerie on this man here. He might not be here much longer. As much as it irks me to say this, he is one of the greatest drummers in the world and certainly the most entertaining to watch. Let me tell you about drums.
Thank you.
drive to Washington, D.C., so. And what would you rather be doing? Driving to Washington, D.C., wouldn't you? Okay, that concludes the ballad segment of our show tonight, so.
What was up?
from Sheffield in England. Three-time stock car racing champion of Sheffield on bass guitar. Andy Hobson, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm standing in the moonlight with my pants. I'm Thank you very much. It's great to be in Wellington. I hope to see you again. Thank you.